Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, Greeny, as we roll along here, presented by Progressive Insurance, guests on the Goodyear Hotline. We got a million different things going here that I want to get back to, but I want to first make a couple of quick points. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just still agitated about the last segment.
Yeah, people are giving you the business now on the Twitter, aren't they?
Yes. I'll give you an example. Will, who listened to the show at John L. Lack, says, Greeny, please tell Hembo there is no such thing as a consultation. This was his decision. It was made, and he has to live with it.
That's right.
It's adorable he thought he had a say in the marriage.
Correct.
As if this is common knowledge?
Yeah. Oh, it's thoroughly common knowledge.
As if this is understood?
It's fully understood. And your lack of knowing it and understanding it are only holding you back in life. And candidly, it's adorable. The idea that you thought you had some say in when the Christmas decorations are going up in your house is adorable. Now, speaking of solemn occasions and solemn anniversaries, not solemn. How about joyous? Not solemn. Okay. Speaking of joyous anniversaries, Bubba?
Sure. Let's do it.
Today is the anniversary of the birth of one Nuno Texera, who is the producer of this outstanding radio program, and who yesterday uttered my new favorite sentence ever.
This is why people shake nerds.
And is just generally one of the unhappiest people I've ever known. But I love him anyway. Nuno, happy birthday.
Why, thank you. I really appreciate it.
How old are you, Nuno?
I am 45. I get to, it's funny, as I get older, one of the things I look at is, when you're filling out application for whatever, or medical forms, it's that, you know, that new, I'm in that 45 to 54 range now, right? So it's little things like that. So
we're in the same range.
That's the first thing you thought of today?
I mean, at this point, medical
forms.
At this point, yes, right?
I
just
finally made it, the next range on medical forms.
It's just showing that I'm getting older.
Forgive me for having missed the obvious point there. Yes. Bubba, thank you for saving me. The fact that I didn't go there first. You're telling me, Nuno, that on your birthday, the first thing you choose to say to the audience as we celebrate it is, well, I'm in a new demo on the medical forms.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, yesterday I went out with a bang, you know, just wanting to strangle the nerds. And so today it's just even keeled. As I've gotten older, I've gotten more even keeled.
Violent.
How have you celebrated or do you plan to celebrate this birthday?
I'll get out of here, nice little workout, and then have a nice meal with the family later on.
Okay, I like that. Seems like a perfectly reasonable thing. Will there be any letting your hair down this weekend or any crazy?
No, I'll be here on Saturday, so not letting my hair down, you know, the very little that I have.
That's just doesn't sound like a happy man, does he?
I'm good. I'm actually good.
He's a happy man, but 45 isn't a big milestone to celebrate during the week.
It is a big milestone.
It is?
45 is a big deal.
I guess it is a new medical form demo.
45 is, if you're stepping into a new medical demographic, that's
it's a big deal, little drummer boy.
The next thing,
come on.
The next thing I want to mention,
not fair.
Just very quickly, before we get back to the sports conversation, is that, and you can see the trailer on my Instagram page, at ESPN Greeny. I have it up right now. So I've been privileged enough to have been in a couple of movies in the past. Mike and I were in Valentine's Day. We were in Just Right. But I've never been in the trailer of a movie before. But I'm in the trailer of the new movie National Champions, which is opening on December 10th. And it's a sports movie. It's about college football. If you go look at the trailer, you'll see what it's about. The movie looks fantastic. But my favorite thing about this trailer is if you just watched the trailer and didn't know anything else, you would definitely think I am the star of this movie. I am all over the trailer, which is delightful for me. So I have it up at ESPN Greeny on Instagram. You can watch the trailer right now. And I will tell you that I have been told by some people that there is some Oscar buzz for me. That it's not in.
Wow.
I do have a pretty big part, and that the studio is contemplating pushing me for Oscar consideration.
Would that be the most significant thing you think you've ever won, should you do so?
I don't know. It would be up there. I mean, my goal in life is to have an EGOT because it seems unlikely to me I'll ever have a green jacket. My actual goal in life is to have a green jacket. I don't think I'm ever going to win the Masters. Let's put
unlikely.
It this way. I have a better chance of winning an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, of which I, at this point, have none of any of them. than I do of winning the Masters. But one way or another, if you just go there, it's fun. And the movie looks really good.
Give us a sneak peek. What is it about?
Well, you'll see it in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away. The movie is about a college football player on the best college football team in America who on the night before the championship game, he won the Heisman and everything else, and the night before the championship game, he I don't feel like I'm giving away anything here because it's all in the trailer.
Oh, sure.
He announces that he's not playing and he's starting a boycott because the system is so unfair to the athletes in college sports. And it turns into exactly what you would expect it to turn into, like the biggest news story in the country and all the rest of that. And again, spoiler alert, he announces this on my show. So he comes on my show, I interview him, and that's where he makes the announcement. So it is, I'm obviously in a pivotal scene in this. And if I must say so myself, I think I played it brilliantly.
You are in the trailer a lot.
I'm in the trailer a lot. That's my point. I am the star of this movie. And there is Oscar buzz.
Wow.
Those are the things I want to tell you. Oh, anyway, go to @ESPNGreeny on Instagram. You'll watch it. It's the first thing on there. It's a really good looking trailer. Go see the movie if you'd like. It opens December 10th. But anyway, I'm excited about that. So you can see that. Next, we haven't done this in far too long.
They are who we thought they were.
Playoffs? Playoffs? You kidding me?
You kidding me?
Hello, you play to win the game.
Rant of the day.
So I've wanted to do rant of the day for a long time here, and I've been asking you, if you listen to this show on a radio station and you hear another host, usually a local host, going on a rant on the radio, I love those. Tweet at us, use #Greeny, and tweet at us letting us know where we can find this rant. Someone did that, and delightfully we have it. So Tony Rizzo is a longtime talk show host in Cleveland, ESPN Radio Cleveland. And he got very upset that the fans, in his view, in Cleveland, seem to be taking some joy in the struggles of Baker Mayfield because it proves them right. I guess, and you know, I'm not there locally every single day, but I go on their shows every now and again. There have been, understandably, like the pro-Baker crowd and the anti-Baker crowd in Cleveland. And so what you'll hear him doing here is assailing the anti-Baker crowd for kind of, you know, trampling on his grave, professional grave, if you will, while things are going badly. And it gets good.
You happy? You happy? Are you Baker haters? Are you guys happy? Baker looks bad, and you want to jump down his throat. I'm a Browns fan! I'm a Browns fan! It's like you're rooting against our quarterback. Like you want him to fail. To prove what? What? You were right? Do you realize what happens if this kid isn't the right guy? We're going to suck again. It took you 20 years to find a guy to win 11 games. Now you don't think he can take you the rest of the way? Are you happy? I hope you're all happy. I hope you're happy. I know you're all ready to run him out of town. And that's fine. I don't know if he's the guy or not. I don't. And I'm starting to have real doubts about it. And it hurts. But I just can't believe the I told you, I told you, I told you. Shut up. No one wants to hear I told you. You're not a Browns fan.
I love it. Attaboy, Tony.
Well done.
I love it. I love the passion. I love it. Nuno, we like that, right? That's exactly the kind of thing we're looking for.
No, that's perfect. I love it. We need more of that.
That's from ESPN Radio Cleveland. I Tony is good, and that was a good rant, and I get it. And look, I hear it. Like, here's the one thing I will say. Every now and again, I will get Jet fans when I will spew on the Jets. I did it on the radio here earlier, and I will spew on Twitter when things are going bad. It got so bad this past Sunday, Stace actually took my phone away because she heard me speaking aloud words that she did not want me to tweet. And anyway, the point of it is I will every now and again hear from Jet fans, you're not supporting us. You're the problem. You're not a real fan. To you, I say, may I trouble you for a nice warm glass of shut the hell up. I've been sitting in those freaking seats since I'm 5 years old with a thermos of hot chocolate my mother used to send me and my father with, and they would have said chocolate, not hot chocolate, but hot chocolate. And we were sitting up there with a blanket. We kept this big wool blanket in the trunk of our car that we would take out of the trunk exclusively for cold weather games. And my dad and I are sitting under a freaking blanket in December when the Jets are 3-10 and they're losing to Oakland 46-5 in the third quarter. And my dad would say to me, a real fan stays to the end, Michael. So we were not leaving. So I'm drinking my hot chocolate and I'm watching the Jets get their brains beat in by basically every team in the NFL. So don't tell me I'm not a fan. Don't tell me I haven't earned it. And I was one of the first people who started doing this on the radio. When we started Mike and Mike, I would get criticized for acknowledging on the air who I rooted for. Oh, you can't do that. That's unprofessional. Okay, well, I seem not to be the only one who does it anymore. So I'm all in favor of these rants. And I'm all in favor. If you want us to yell at the fans, I'm all good with that. You got to be honest. You got to be true to yourself. That's what it is. And if you're not going to hold your team's feet to the fire, then what are you going to do? Doesn't mean you celebrate. I'm not celebrating the demise of the Jets. I'm yelling and screaming that the people who are making the decisions have no freaking clue what they are doing. So I get what Tony is saying. There's no point in saying, oh, I was right. That doesn't do anybody any good. But by no means do you have to be like unreasonably positive about your team on or off the airways if it doesn't make any sense.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. So I was thinking about something, and I think this is an interesting way to look at what's happening right now in the NFL. So we just played this rant from Tony Rizzo, a talk show host in Cleveland, yelling and screaming about the fans there who were yelling, I told you so, because of the struggles of Baker Mayfield. And I have said repeatedly on TV that while I think Baker is hurt, and I have been, generally speaking, more of a supporter of his than many others, what comes with the territory of being the first pick in the draft is expectations that are greater than what he has lived up to. That's just fair. That's the reality. He's won the Heisman Trophy. He was led a team to the conference, the football playoff. He was one of the most talkative, outspoken, that's not the word I'm looking for.
Brash,
kind of players that's come out, and he does all the commercials. So that's what comes with the territory. If you're going to be that, then you're going to have to live with it when people are yelling and screaming when it's not so good. But let's just live in the space of number one overall draft picks. So we went and looked at it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 current quarterbacks in the NFL who were the first pick in the draft. 8 current. Let's say yes or no, they have lived up to that.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go around the hashtag crew. Starting with Matthew Stafford, he is the most seasoned veteran amongst the number one overall picks. To be clear, there have been a million guys who were the first pick in the draft who play quarterback, but these are the ones who are still active in the NFL. Has he lived up to being the first pick in the draft, yes or no? Matt Stafford, Hembo.
Yes.
Bubba.
Yes.
Nuno.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. So Stafford.
You agree?
I do. The next one is Cam Newton lived up to being the number one pick, yes or no? Hembo.
Yes.
Nuno.
Yes.
Bubba.
Yes.
That's two. 2-0. Jameis Winston. We'll just do this quickly because it's fairly evident. Has he lived up to being the number one pick in the draft? Hembo.
No.
Bubba.
Yes.
Oh, get out of here. What do you mean, yes? Jameis Winston has lived up to being the number one pick in the draft? You never led a team to the playoffs.
He's fine.
Now, get the hell out of here. Nuno, break the tie. The obvious answer is no. We're going to do this by majority. Jared Goff. Jared Goff's an interesting one because he did lead a team to the Super Bowl and played well in that playoff run. He outplayed Breeze in the NFC Championship game. Now, we all know that game ended on a ridiculous call. Or didn't end, but was decided by maybe the worst call ever. Has Jared Goff lived up to being the number one pick in the draft, Hembo?
No.
Bubba?
No.
Nuno?
Nope.
Okay, fair enough. So that's 2-2.
Wow.
Baker Mayfield, has he lived up to being the number one pick in the draft, yes or no? Bubba, Hembo?
Yes.
Bubba?
Yes.
Nuno?
No.
Okay. I actually think I'm leaning towards no also, but the yeses have it.
Really?
I think I'm leaning towards no. I mean, obviously it's a limited amount of time, but what being the number one pick in the draft suggests you are a star player, a superstar caliber player.
But you also have to remember the context here. You did a really, really good monologue over the summer.
That's
they got like a million views.
Yes.
About how off, exactly. He didn't go to the average, you know, he was in the average number one overall pick. They were as bad as could possibly be.
Correct.
6 weeks ago, or before the season started even, there was no question that the answer to this question would be yes. So that's saying that you've changed your mind since the summer.
No, I mean, I think he hasn't taken the step forward that I would have been willing to bet my life he was going to take this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the pass I'll give him is injury. But he, in order to justify being the number one pick in the draft, you can't just be good. There's a lot of quarterbacks who are good. If Kirk Cousins had been the number one pick in the draft, he would not have lived up to it. Has Baker Mayfield looked to you better than Kirk Cousins?
He's not.
No, that's what I mean. So that's what I'm saying. It's not that he hasn't done a good job. I'm talking about justifying the first pick in the NFL draft. You tell me if we're getting to be too current now. Kyler Murray, I mean, he's only in his third year. Realistically, though, I think we're going to want to say yes on Kyler, right?
I agree.
You guys agree with that? Is Kyler a yes?
Seems like it. Trending that way,
heading,
for sure.
Heading in that direction.
Yep.
Burrow, same thing, right?
I agree.
And clearly much too early to say anything on Trevor Lawrence. Those are the eight guys. So the point is that of the guys who are current right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're going to say there are 7. Trevor is much too early, and so is Burrow. But I think we've seen enough in Burrow that at minimum it's trending in that direction in a positive way. So the point is, far more often than not lately, the number one overall pick has justified being that player, because we know historically it's been like a 50-50 proposition. It's been far better than that, no matter how you look at it here. All right, one more thing I wanted to get in before we get to the who you got and everything else. That's a lot of fun. It's Greeny. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase, and all the guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. I told you I saw a headline that I really enjoyed. And the headline, Nuno, I assume this was you that put this in, because you know how much I love Chris Russo.
Yep.
So Chris Mad Dog Russo, one of the godfathers of this medium, and you hear him on our show regularly. I have him on a lot. He went to visit his son at Wisconsin. His son goes to Wisconsin. And the headline reads, Mad Dog was shocked none of the kids have heard of Shawshank Redemption. And I thought, that might be the most random headline I've ever seen in my entire life. Chris Mad Dog Russo, legendary sports talk show, visits his son in college and can't believe none of the kids have ever heard of the movie Shawshank Redemption. But then it got better. So God bless you, Nuno. He got the sound. I just want you to sit back and enjoy 38 seconds that probably don't make any real sense, but are just a delight.
I did not meet one person who had, forget seen, who had heard of Shawshank Redemption. I said, what? That to me is a top 5 movie of all time. It's a male bonding movie if there ever was one. I was amazed that these kids, when did that come out? What do you mean, well, who cares when it came out? I mean, I was shocked. That's the first thing. Second thing is, you know I'm going to play the musical quiz. God, if you think they've heard of the Mamas and the Papas, or if you think they have heard of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, even the Doors, blank stares. What? Were they? What songs? You haven't heard of the Doors? I mean, I had trouble getting them to hear the Eagles. I was shocked.
I'm just so entertained by that. Am I the only one? Now, let's point out, his son is in college. I have 2 kids in college. I also have Hembo. Have you heard of the Mamas and the Papas? Could you name a song by the Mamas and the Papas?
I cannot help you there.
Can you name a song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
No.
Are you aware that at one time they worked with a guy named Neil Young and they were Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young?
No, that sounds like a law.
You could not name a
song. Do you know
who
Neil Young is?
Neil Young is a famous musician.
They're all famous musicians, Timbo. Yeah.
I don't know anything about Neil Young.
Yeah, I think he's going to fail the Russo test.
Well, that's
here.
What I'm saying.
I have seen The Shawshank Redemption, but through the music.
Because you are old enough to have seen Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. That's current for you.
Sure.
Right? That movie, what year is that movie made? Like roughly 2000, maybe a little earlier? I don't know what movie that movie came out. But that is that movie is in your...
Yeah, 94.
Older than I thought.
I was born in 1990.
All right, so you did see it at some point after it was like...
Yes.
After
I didn't
its
see
time.
It in the theater.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you say that like people don't see movies in the theater. There are movies you've seen in the theater,
of course.
Right? So why are you saying disparagingly in the theater?
I'm just trying to defend myself here because when it comes to the music, I have no like to say.
Could you name a song by The Doors?
No. I've never heard of The Doors.
What are you talking about?
I have heard
about?
Of The Eagles.
You've heard of The Eagles?
Yeah, The Eagles are
Name
famous.
A song by The Eagles. They're all famous.
You've never heard of The Doors? Okay. What does that even mean?
The Eagles sing Come Fly Away. Because I remember we did that a couple weeks ago. We played that song.
No, they do not sing Come Fly Away. Frank Sinatra sings Come Fly Away.
No, I'm thinking of... No, Come Sail Away.
You're trying to think about Sticks?
Come Sail Away
out of here.
Sticks.
Oh, gosh.
The Eagles, you think the Eagles sing either Come Fly Away or Come Sail Away, and that's how much you know about the Eagles?
And yet, this is the man who says Derek Jeter's not a good shortstop.
That's exactly right.
This is why people shake nerds.
This is why people shake nerds.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. So if you're just joining us, there's just so much to catch up on. Look, here's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to make a deal, you and me, okay? You just need to listen to all 2 hours every day because I can't keep going back and explaining all of the things. Bubba is such a genius in the area of radio production. This is why, despite the numerous incredibly successful forays he's had into a variety of other places, he's best known for his radio production because he just brings up, like, it's just a genius little move there. But now I have to go back and explain why we're playing the Mamas and the Papas, which is because... The explanation of it is, I can't say with a straight face, Chris the Mad Dog Russo went to Wisconsin to visit his son in college and quizzed all of his son's friends about whether or not they knew the movie Shawshank Redemption or had listened to any of the music that he, Chris Russo, liked as a child. And what we then discovered is that Hembo knows less about classic music than my kids do. It's not even close. I mean, Hembo's understanding of pop culture at sometimes just boggles the mind. And I'm sure many of you are thinking while you were listening to that conversation, this has got to be fake. There's no way in the world he can't name a song by the Eagles, but he really can't. I mean, we are not doing a bit. Hembo knows nothing about anything.
No, I'm being contrite. I'm being honest. I thought Come Sail Away was an Eagles song. I was trying to impress you that I knew that.
Right.
Turns out. They didn't even sing that.
No, it sticks. Correct. And the point of it is that I don't even remember what the point. There was a time you and I were talking and you had trouble naming a Beatles song.
There was a thing. I listened to their top five on Spotify, though, since then. So I've been caught up.
Well, that's terrific. You obviously are now one who knows everything there is to know about them. That's about what they had was five good songs. Okay. Anyway, we're going to do Who You Got here. This has been a tough day because the Jets named Joe Flacco their starting quarterback. And I realized I had two options And one of them was to just throw myself into a wall. Like, I thought this might be more pleasant if we have brick walls all through our studio here. A, I can talk about this, or B, I can just run as fast as I possibly can into a brick wall and knock myself out. And then I don't have to think about it anymore. And I may do that Sunday at 12:59. Not to have to watch this disaster, but we'll do who you got here because that'll put a smile on our face. We'll do it in 30 seconds after this from Straight Talk Wireless. 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it. Who you got?
All right, time for who you got, which is Bubba's time here. Bubba will provide a series of fascinating questions for me and the rest of our group here to make our decisions on. Some of them will be about sports. Some of them will be not. Hello again, Bubba.
Yeah, hello.
What do we have?
I'm just so disgusted over the last break. I haven't gotten over it yet.
No, because Bubba is a classic rock fan. Like that's your era of music, right?
Yeah, 90s and then also classic. But just music in general. I'm just aware of even stuff I don't like, I'm aware of.
Yes.
Which is that's the point. Part.
It's the lack of awareness.
Right. Awareness
that is most jarring.
Exactly. Anyways.
Like, when he said the Eagles, you didn't blink. Like you have no idea what that was. The Doors. You have literally no idea what
that is.
He said
he's never heard of the Doors.
I knew the Eagles were a famous band. I could not name any
songs.
Oh,
that's good.
I have never heard of the Doors.
During the break, Hembo looked at me with an earnest expression and said, so give me a sense of this. Are the Eagles very famous? And I said, they're more famous than the Philadelphia Eagles. That is a fact. That is true. They're one of the most famous and successful bands in the history of music. Okay, Bubba, go.
Let's do it. Who you got brought to you by Granger. And first up, Troy Aikman told The Ticket in Dallas that Matt Stafford may be feeling what Baker Mayfield felt in having to force the ball to Odell. Have the new additions messed up the Rams foundation? Will Odell in Los Angeles be a success? Who you got
well,
here?
I can't go. Look, I you know, Troy is the best, and he is literally every single day knows more football than I'll ever know in my life. I just can't go there. Like, I can't go to Odell is going to ruin the Rams. I just can't do it. Like, Odell gets a lot of criticism and a lot of scrutiny, and a lot of that he brought on himself. We said this about Baker Mayfield earlier. With great fame comes attention when you want it and attention when you don't want it. But I cannot live in a world where I'm going to say Odell Beckham is going to ruin the Rams. Like, I just can't see that happening. They played a bad game. San Francisco always beats them. Odell was there for like 8 minutes before that game started. They lost Robert Woods on Friday to a bad injury. They didn't know that was obviously going to happen until it was too late to move around their game plan. I have to believe that. I'm not telling you Odell in L.A. is going to be a monster success, but I cannot predict that Odell is going to be the sink the Rams. I just don't see it. Bubba, what's next?
All right, Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs rebounded with a 5-touchdown game over the Raiders last week. They've got a big game versus Dallas this Sunday coming up. That's a loss. At 6-4 and first place in the AFC West, we have to ask, are the Chiefs back? Who you got?
I'm going to say no, and I'm going to need a minute here to explain. But Hembo knows where I'm going. In our pre-show meeting for Get Up on Monday, when I brought up, wow, Mahomes was unbelievable, look at these huge numbers, Rex Ryan Clark, and Dan Orlovsky all immediately said the same thing. Well, if you're going to play cover three against them, that's what he's going to do every time. And I will confess, we did not do that on the air Monday because I thought that's getting a little too into the weeds for the television audience. Then we came back on Tuesday morning, and in our pre-show meeting, Dominique Foxworth and Jeff Saturday said exactly the same thing. And I thought, all right, this obviously is a thing. We need to do it. And we touched on it on TV. The point is, the Raiders played a defensive scheme that apparently was playing right into the hands of Mahomes and the Chiefs and what they do best. It was a terrible defense to go up against them. So my answer to your question, I needed to preface this by saying my answer to your question, Bubba, is I need to see them do that against someone who doesn't play them that way before I will say, yes, Mahomes and the Chiefs are back. And as I said to you yesterday, I totally agree the Cowboys win that game. I've got the Cowboys. What is the line on that game now? What was it, a point and a half?
The Chiefs were a two-point favorite at open. Yeah, it's still there.
It's still
two and a half.
So it's moving that way. Mm-hmm. I love the Cowboys in that game. Mm. The Cowboys and the money line, Cowboys plus the points, and I would take the over in that game as well. I like Dallas on Sunday, and I am not totally convinced that the Chiefs are fine. I'm not suggesting they stink, but I'm not convinced they're back and better than ever. Bubba, what's next?
All right. By the way, Robert Saleh has confirmed Joe Flacco will start because of his veteran experience, and he wants to have him against the defense.
The complex,
yes.
Miami defense.
Blitz heavy.
Absolutely.
That has allowed 252 points in 10 games this season.
We got confirmation. It's strictly because
Robert
of the
Saleh
defense.
Has confirmed that.
Yep.
That there's nothing wrong with Mike White.
Yep.
He just has decided he's gone in a 10-day stretch after one game.
Why Flacco, Samini says, steady hand versus blitzing Miami defense. Says they brought in Flacco for situations just like this. Oh, that's good. Perfect.
What?
That was smart of them.
Just like this?
Just like this.
Mike White will be the backup. Oh, that's good. Nice.
Just like this.
Yeah, so they planned for this. Sweet.
So this was the plan. We'll bring in Flacco.
For blitzing teams.
Against the blitzing teams. And his steady hand will guide us through.
Right.
On the bridge to nowhere.
Right.
That is the New York Jets. Okay, you know what? I'm not even going to do it. I'm not going to do it because he just has no idea what he's doing. The coach of the Jets and the coaching staff of the Jets have no idea what they're doing. They have no plan. They are just flying by the seat of their pants. And that is the worst way
well,
to do anything.
Well, we got one more line from Saleh. He says,
oh, God.
What Mike has done in 3 weeks proves he's a capable quarterback who can play in this league. So,
yeah. Not Sunday, though. Obviously, not Sunday. He can play in this league, but not for us in this game, is what he's saying. Okay.
So,
I mean, I just go on. I don't even know what I already clip it from what I said before and play it back because
right.
It's just ridiculous.
Anyway, speaking of backups, Mason Rudolph got the start last Sunday for Pittsburgh. He didn't exactly set the world on fire. Big Ben should be back this week. But if he's not, should Pittsburgh be giving Dwayne Haskins a look instead of going back to Mason Rudolph again? Who you got?
Now, let me first ask a question. Roethlisberger tested positive Saturday, but he's vaccinated, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So he, if I understand the protocols correctly, at whatever point he is symptom-free, which he may have been all along, I didn't see that, then he needs two negative tests 24 hours apart, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Correct. Yep.
So he should be back, assuming
he's symptoms-free. Yes.
Yeah, he should be back. So I don't think this is going to matter. But the answer to the
Correct.
Question is...
I don't think it is either. But
the answer to the question
is... But they're saying
is,
they're going with Mason is my point.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying, do you really want to go with him?
Tomlin said he would leave the light on for Ben. That's the phrase he used while preparing the game plan for Rudolph.
Okay, yeah. I'm look, here's what has obviously happened. That the Steelers, like the Washington football team before them, have given up on Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne Haskins, who had a really great season at Ohio State became a first-round pick, is obviously not going to be an NFL quarterback. Now, I'm the first to admit, if that is the case, I was totally wrong. I thought he was going to be great, and I thought that a fresh start in Pittsburgh would help. But if he, having been there now this whole year, isn't ready to play this week after what we saw from Rudolph last weekend against a terrible team, and they played Detroit, who do they play this week?
The Chargers. They're
Chargers,
in LA.
A very good defense. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin knows better than I do. So if he says no, then I say no. And I think it is a very bad sign for Dwayne Haskins ever having any NFL career. I hope I'm wrong because I liked him when I met him. And you know, he is obviously so much talent. But for whatever reason, he just can't seem to get it done. And if they're not ready to go to him now, I'm not sure when they're ever going to. So I'm going to say no. I do not think they're getting that wrong because they would know better than I would. Bubba with who you got here on ESPN Radio. What's next?
All right, let's get in some fun ones here, because 19 years ago yesterday, a billionaire in Texas hired the Rolling Stones to perform at his birthday for close to $6 million. Not bad. Who you got as the one band you would pick to play at your birthday?
All right, so first let me ask a question to Hembo.
Uh-huh.
Can you name a song by the Rolling Stones? Can you sing a line of a song from the Rolling Stones?
I wanna rock and roll all night.
Stop, stop. Please tell me you're making that up. Please tell me making that up.
The Rolling Stones.
That's Kiss.
Oh, my God.
Now I don't know if you're being serious
or not. That's not a Rolling Stones song.
Right.
I'm not making stuff up.
You swear to God that you thought that was the Rolling Stones.
Either
I want to rock and roll all night is Kiss.
No,
you cannot sing a song by the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Name a famous song of theirs. Maybe I will be able to then sing along.
I can't get no satisfaction. Let's spend the night together. Miss you.
Did they sing
Jumpin' Jack Flash?
We don't need no education.
No. No, they did not.
What are you just pick random
Floyd,
songs?
You moron. What is the matter with you? No, they didn't.
What a random song to pull out.
I know. Like, well, you're just naming a song you think is famous, and maybe that was the Rolling Stones?
I thought I was just thinking, throwing a dart. Yeah.
Jumpin' Jack Flash. You've never heard that?
Jumpin' Jack Flash? No. I've not heard that.
What have you been what have you done in your life that you were so busy as to not hear any song by the Rolling Stones?
Was the magazine named after them?
No.
It was not.
Actually, it might have been. I don't know.
I think it was.
It might have been. I don't know. But that's not have anything to do with the question.
Beast of Burden, great one.
Yeah, I mean, that's not. I could see you not knowing that.
Nothing you've said has clicked since I sang.
If I played, I can't get no satisfaction.
I think actually it was named after the Bob Dylan song, now that I think
about
it.
Okay, I don't know what it was named after. That. Fair enough. That's not, I don't know.
I have heard of Bob Dylan, yes. I know Bob Dylan.
Can you name a song
of here
his?
We go.
No.
All right, we just have to
I basically
go on.
Just gave you half of it. Right
so the there. Answer to your question, see, it's a two-part answer. Because if I were, it depends on what the party was. Because
that's a great point.
The reality is, I would never throw that party for myself. I would throw that party for my kids.
Sure.
So if I were to throw that party for my kids, I would hire someone they would give anything to see. So okay. If I threw a party for my daughter and Taylor Swift played, it would be the greatest moment of her life. If I threw a party for my son, I'm not sure who exactly, like Bruno Mars, he loves all the hip hop. So I think Drake would be his number one choice. But I know that's not what you're asking. If you're asking me what I would love the most, because, you know, I would just get the biggest kick out of it, I would hire Paul Simon. To play a party of mine. That would probably be number one for me because I've seen Paul McCartney in concert so many times.
Paul Simon, like he's like the partner with Garfunkel, right? Do I have the right guy?
Most people say it that way, Garfunkel.
Garfunkel
most people
and Simon.
Will put the emphasis on
by
that
by the way,
syllable.
We have one more Robert Saleh quote I got to get to, so let me do this. Who You Got is brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. One more, Robert Saleh on Mike White. His story is not done being written. He's solidified his stay here with the Jets, and we're excited to work with him for as many years as possible.
Years. Thank goodness for that. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to run into a wall.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.